Hello, stranger. Oh, come now, don't be like that. Don't make such a fuss. All that shouting, ranting, and raving, what would someone think if they heard you? They would think that you were crazy. Oh, wait. You're in an asylum. You are crazy. I'm just joking. We both know that you are as sane as a judge. And don't worry. You can shout all you want. Doesn't really matter. I've killed all the attendants. First of all, I want to apologize. This was rather mean of me. But you did rather annoy me. You're rude. I told you my secret. And you tried to sell me out to the police. I thought we were friends. I thought we were more than friends. I mean, we kissed. I'm sorry that I let them think that you were the killer. But you didn't help yourself, did you? All that shouting about how I was a murderer, how I was crazy and a killer. I mean, how could you say that about me? Oh, I know. I know it's the truth. I know that I am a bloody murderer. I have killed so many people. To be honest with you, I don't even know how many people I've killed. The boring ones all kind of merge together. But really, you sounded insane. I mean, I am a prosecutor. I put murderers away. I don't kill people. Well, I do. And I do it very well. You see, the secret is, don't be predictable. Don't have a pattern. But you and I both know that there's always a pattern. It's all psychology. I can change the ways I kill, the people I kill, but there's always a little telltale sign. And you caught on. You clever, clever agent. And you didn't realize it was me. You know, I think you would have, in time, because we were getting closer and closer. I don't normally get close to people. I'm not really a people person. I'm more of a killing people person. But there's something about you, something. You're like a flame and I'm a moth. Or should that be, I'm a flame and you're a moth? Because I'm certainly not the one in danger here. What are you in danger of? Oh, darling, you're in danger of burning up. Kill you? Really? Is that what you think of me? I'm hurt. I haven't come to kill you. I've come to break you out. I feel bad. And that's not something I'm used to. But I do feel bad that you're locked up in here. And to be honest, I've missed you. Am I crazy? Probably. I'm a little damaged. A little warped. I mean, no healthy, sane person kills. Well, if they do, they don't enjoy it as much as I do. And I do. I enjoy it. I enjoy watching the light drain from their eyes. I like their panic, their fear, the silence after they die. Don't be like that. Don't be like that after I came all this way to break you out. Oh, you'd rather stay. No, I can't let that happen. I've become attached. Rather attached, very attached, extremely attached. I can't stop thinking about that kiss. I wish I could tell you it was my first kiss, that you were my first one. Afraid not. But you're the only one who's inhabited my thoughts to such a degree. I'm no stranger to obsessions, to being possessed by thoughts of someone. But normally it's I want to kill. But with you, it's something different. So what? If I loved you, I would... Really? Really? Oh, aren't you precious? Aren't you such a precious little thing? Do I love you? Probably. What is love? Baby, don't hurt me. Don't hurt me. You can't hurt me. You can try. Oh, you should try. We should play. You should hunt me. Oh, that makes me feel things. Things that will make me feel all warm and... See, I had planned to break you out, to, well, there's no nice way to put this, break you down a little, bring you round to my way of thinking. It would be nice to have company, someone to share the silence with. But now I have a much better idea. I want you to hunt me. You know what I am. You know that you have an instinct. You have a little voice in the back of your head telling you, that's one of mine. The bodies littered on the ground, you know which ones are down to me. Because there's something between us. Oh, such denial. Understandable. You were falling for a serial killer. It must be a bit of a knock to the confidence. I mean, you, FBI agent, falling for a killer, getting close to a killer, kissing a killer. You just can't stop thinking about that kiss. Tell me, while you've been here, have you thought of anything else? Oh, you thought of killing me. Oh. Flat. I just then, being this close to you, I... Oh, what are you doing to me? This is new. and unfamiliar, and frankly, it's thrilling. I'm not going to break you out, but I am going to confess. No, I am not going to turn myself in. You are so precious. I'm going to get caught. Caught killing someone. It's the only way that they'll believe that it was me that I set you up. And then you'll walk out of here, free and sane. And then you'll be wanting to find me, wanting to hunt me down, to chase me. You'll pore over case after case. You'll get obsessed. Oh, it's thrilling. I just shivered. You know, I wasn't sure how this would work. I mean, dating, it's never really been my thing. I can fake it up to a line, draw my victims in, but I can never quite finish, if you know what I mean. But I think this is going to work. I think this is going to be very good. I think... I'm crazy. Yes, I am. Oh, so you're just going to walk away? When they free you tomorrow, you're just going to walk away and not think of me at all? Just forget all about me? Really? Really? That's what you think? Well, maybe you are a little crazy. Darling, I'm under your skin. Like a knife, flaying the flesh. You'll get out. And I'll be all you will think about. Finding me. Hunting me. It's going to consume you. And then you'll get a little bit crazier. The edge of sanity will fray. And then I'll whisper in your ear. And you'll start to come undone. This is a much better way to do it. You see, my way, I was going to have to push you. I was going to have to force you, break you. This way, you're going to break yourself. Because you are never going to stop thinking about me. Oh, your passion will drive you. You'll give yourself to me. See, that's the thing about obsession. Believe me, I know this better than most. When you think about something all the time, when it becomes all-consuming, when you can feel it in your bones, in your gut, feel it. Pricks on your skin. When you feel it like that, it takes you over. It takes you over. And then you want it. However you can get it, you want it. You'll want me. However you can get me. See, right now it's just a crack. The door's open just a little. But when you hunt me, when you see the bodies that I leave for you, and I'm going to leave such beautiful corpses, oh, that crack will widen and widen until the door is completely open and I and just step inside. Oh, it's going to be sweet. And you will be my first. And my last. Oh, I'm going to be so creative for you. I'm going to write you love letters. In blood and flesh and broken bones. And you are going to think of every single one. Dream of every single one, obsess, and become consumed by each and every single one. Perfect. I'm going to leave now. You can scream if you want, sob and cry. No one will hear you. But in the morning, they'll come. They'll be apologetic. They'll be very, very sorry. It was all a mistake. She was so convincing. Who knew what she really was? And then they'll let you out, and then we'll dance. I feel inspired. I'm shivering. So, scream. Rant and rave. Be crazy. Enjoy it. Because soon enough, you really will be crazy. You'll be damaged. You'll be ready. And then we will write love letters together. I look forward to seeing you soon. By the way, this white doesn't really suit you, the whole patient pajama look. Not really your thing. I think you'd look much better in red. Blood red. But I can wait. I'll see you soon. I really hope you like my first letter. Shout and cry. That just means that you've already started to open the door. Toodles. Oh, this is going to be sweet indeed.